Here it is, Saturday, October 15th, 2011, and the University of Healing is celebrating its 36th birthday celebration. 36 years old. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with birthday celebration thought for today. How many wonderful thoughts have you had going through your mind, telling you what a wonderful world you're living in and what a wonderful life you're experiencing? How many times have you done that? Have you told yourself, this is a wonderful world? How many birthdays have you had? Yes, we've all had one or two. And how many birthday parties have we had? We've all had one or two. And how many birthday celebrations have we had? We all had one or two. Well, we're living in the fallout of the Steve Jobs celebration of his moving on to the next dimension. And there's much praise and adoration given to this fine man for the wonderful creations that he leaves behind. Leaves behind? Oh my, yes, he leaves behind for us. What have we done here at the University of Healing in these 36 years, actually 63 years since 1948, what have we done and what have we left behind? What sort of a remembrance do we leave to the people who have associated themselves with the University of Healing over these years? We have people who have come to the campus and who have celebrated on campus and thought it was just wonderful, the 104 acres that we have here. The many houses, the many buildings, the many organizational spots that are here, the meditation trails, it is absolutely outstanding. It is indeed the Church of God Unlimited. It is our headquarters here in Campo. Now, how many people have taken the courses of the University of Healing over these many years? There have been many hundreds of people who have taken the courses over the past years, who have signed up for the courses and paid for the courses and taken the courses and changed their lives in many beautiful ways. We've got the University of Healing courses, the Art and Science of Wholeness, the undergraduate course, Song of the Spirit, the graduate course, and Illumination, the Handbook of Ascended Masters, the doctoral course, graduate course. How fantastic. When you look at these courses, what they do to you is they sort of give you a new attitude toward yourself, a new awareness toward yourself, telling yourself who you are. We have one young man from Africa, Nigeria, and he recently joined the pack. And as he did so, he was very enthused about what he was learning. And then he kept writing little notes and writing little ideas and saying, you know, of all the things that I could ever learn in my entire lifetime, the most important thing that I have ever come to learn, and this is through the University of Healing, is the fact that I am God. This, to me, is a revelation that fits so perfectly in with my understanding. And yesterday we had a thesis, a book review from one of our students who is in prison in Florida. And he writes about reading the life and, not the life and teaching, but reading Siddhartha. And in reading that book, he said, it gave him some insights that he will always carry with him for all of his life. The realization was brought home clearer and clearer to him, I am God, God I am. And now, he said, his whole life is dedicated to that purpose. We're going to run his thesis, his book review, in every publication we can. We're going to put it on the Gist. We're going to put it on the internet and let people see what this young man has taken it to mean to him. We're going to do this with a lot more of our inserts from people who have awakened while taking the courses of the University of Healing. Celebrating a birthday here at the University of Healing is celebrating many new people who are taking the courses and having them change their lives. To us, this is the greatest and most fantastic gift that we could ever have. We don't expect people to believe the course. We don't expect people to believe what we're teaching. We don't expect people to change their thoughts from one way to another. But when we hear it, it makes our heart soar. I was watching the cat this morning, and the cat was getting ready to jump up onto the special table on which we had his food. Now, we had his food up on this table to discourage Rex from thinking that if the food was on the floor, it was for him. So it was on the table, and it was for Sammy, our cat. And Sammy came into the room and went around to Rex and gave him a kiss and went around to Little Love and snuggled him and then the other cats and then came over to his table. And he stood at his table, which was the normal table height, and he looked up. And he said to himself, I am going to float up to my table. I'm going to make every muscle of my body just shiver with movement, and I'm going to land as soft as a cat on the table. And I watched him, and his body shivered for just an instant, and then, light like a feather, it floated up onto the table and landed without a sound, without any attitude to the table at all, that something had changed its position. And then Sammy walked over to the bowl and began to select which kernel of food he was going to eat, and shaking the others so that they would fly out of the bowl. And he chose what he wanted and ate what he wanted. And when he finished eating, and he was not a great big eater, but he ate often, he'd had maybe 10, 20 pieces of food. He came to the edge of the table, he looked at me, and he says, well, I'm coming back down to the floor. And in one big kerplop, a kerplop, he landed from the top of the table on the floor, letting us know that he was done with his chosen experience. He had chosen to jump up on the table and eat, and he had chosen to come down. All of us make choices in our life. We make choices to go to our food. We make choices to enter into any activity. And most of the time, we enter into that activity as silent as can be. We sort of leap up with all the silence, just like floating, like levitation, movement into where we're going. And we do what we're going to do, again, silently and peacefully. You don't even hear the food crunching in the cat's mouth. And it's a dry, hard food. And then when the cat is all done, and the game is over, and there's no need to be silent anymore, no need to be myself, the cat steps off the table with just the abandonment of the way he got up there. But this time he came down with a thud because he wanted the world to know, hey, I'm back in the game again down here. I'm not eating anymore, so you guys, we can play. And play they did. All of our life, we act like this. We prepare ourselves for our goals in the secret of our heart. And in the secret of our heart, we enter into our goals. We enter into our dreams. We enter into the areas that make our life most meaningful. And as we enter into these things, we feel so very, very, very good. We feel so fantastic that everything is in divine order. And as everything is in divine order, everything truly is in divine order. Today is the day that you and I can determine our dream is worthy of our entrance into it. We can have our dream in our heart, our dream to accomplish any deal, any idea, any dream, any thought we have. And quietly we approach it, we leap into its presence, and we accelerate its activity in our life. And once we have put our dream into position to accomplish itself, then what do? We take that dream, oh yes, We take that dream and we let it be. And as we let that dream be, we're celebrating another birthday of our awareness of who and what we are. As we take our dreams in secret, go to the Father who seeth in secret, and he will reward thee openly. As we see our dreams, our desires, our goals in secret, and as we enter into them, then whatever things we ask, whatever things we seek, whatever things we choose, they open unto us. They reveal themselves to us, and we follow through on them. And as we turn around, as we look at our world, we feel, we find that already every dream of our heart is manifest in our world, and manifest very well, very beautifully, very abundantly, and very perfectly. We are that which we dream. We are the celebration of our birthday in awareness of who and what we are. And how great that is. How wonderful that is. How joyous that is. That's part of our birthday celebration today, October 15th, 2011. The birthday of God Unlimited University of Healing, here on the campus of the University of Healing, the Absolute Monastery, the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. Join me in our celebration, for it's your celebration too. For I have created you in my world with all my heart, with all my soul and all my being, and see you fulfilled in every wonderful way. I love you. I love you. I love you.